Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service has a winter storm warning now in effect from midnight tonight through midnight Saturday night. Heavy snow expected with accumulations anywhere from 5 to 10 inches or more, depending upon where you are and storm track. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour, leading to blowing and drifting of snow. This is for Litchfield County. The adjacent counties have watches and advisories, but Litchfield County right now with the warning. We'll have Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. We'll take a look at that in just a few minutes. Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter sent a note home to parents and staff members of the Region 1 community, writing to notify them a change in how they'll be communicating positive COVID-19 cases moving forward. In response to feedback that they received from parents and guardian staff and administrators, they will no longer send daily letters or weekly summaries regarding emerging positive COVID-19 cases. However, they do want the Region 1 community as a whole to be able to track the course of the virus in each of the school districts. Therefore, effective immediately, Region 1 will be using the Region 1 website as a useful and easily accessible resource to make the information available. They will publish a summary of all COVID-19 cases by Region 1 member school district on the Region 1 website, which is region1schools.org. When viewing the website, click on the link in the banner on the top of the homepage that reads COVID-19 Cases Reporting Dashboard. The dashboard's table displays the number of cases per district by month and will be updated daily as they are notified of positive cases in the school community. The page can be bookmarked, making the information easily accessible from any device. The dashboard will provide COVID-19 case data in each of the schools for the current month and prior 2 months. If at any time you need data prior to the 3 months listed, contact Tina Bunce at tbunce@region1schools.org. That's region1schools.org. In Connecticut, the COVID-19 positivity rate dropped below 10%. Breakthrough cases are rising, while the positive test rate and hospitalizations continue trending down. Deaths and the number of breakthrough cases among fully vaccinated people remain upward. State health officials yesterday announced 221 more coronavirus-related deaths in the last week, raising the number of deaths attributed to COVID-19 or complications from viral disease from 9,908 since the first recorded fatality in March of 2020. Another weekly update released Thursday reported over 13,970 breakthrough cases among fully vaccinated persons. That brought the running total to 151,141. Only breakthrough cases that result in hospitalizations or death are officially counted. The State Department of Public Health also reported another 79 deaths involving fully vaccinated individuals. To date, there have been 541 since deaths recorded. Now, Department of Public Health officials said the 151,141 breakthrough cases represent slightly more than 5.8% of the state's more than 2.6 million fully vaccinated state residents. In contrast, 543,000 COVID-19 cases have been identified among individuals who are not fully vaccinated since the beginning of the pandemic. The daily positivity rate dropped below 10%, slightly more than 9% based on 31,201 newly reported test results. In New York, Legoland announces the opening date. New attractions and experience will be revealed. The Goshen theme park will reopen April 8th for 2022 with new experiences and attractions. New this season, a water playground in Lego City, splash water slide, giant water bucket, and Lego boat race. Two new stages for shows will also debut this season, one Lego City, the other in Lego Pirates. New shows will include Academy of Arr, Earthbeat, and Detective Trace. For the results, full calendar, and more information and health and safety measures, Legoland.com/New York. Well, after heated opposition from the public, Tri-Town Health in Massachusetts appears no longer interested in vaccine passports for restaurants. Amid intense public opposition, the Tri-Town Board of Health is poised to sideline a highly contentious suggestion to consider requiring vaccination proof to dine inside restaurants in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge. At a prolonged online informational meeting on Wednesday night, at least 80 citizens attended. Most of the 35 who spoke dumped buckets of ice water on the idea, first voiced by retired Pittsfield physician Dr. Charles Wool at a December 15th meeting. Before opening the public discussion, Tri-Town board members expressed their own reservations about the vaccine passport idea. Tri-Town Health Executive Director Jane Waltz emphasized that the proposal is not being pushed, quote, there's nothing on the table, end quote. He said no clusters of cases have been associated with indoor dining and that the COVID-19 variant numbers in the state are now starting to trend down. Out of the TriCornerNews.com website, Pine Plains needs local nurses to administer COVID-19 vaccines. Ready to combat the continuance of the cases, Pine Plains Pharmacy plans to keep its partnership with the Pine Plains Central School District going as they continue to hold COVID-19 vaccine clinics for 2022. With Pine Plains resident Kathy Bartles coordinating the clinics and her team of volunteers and nurses poised to administer the vaccines, the pharmacy is on the lookout for qualified local nurses interested in volunteering their services. Since last February, Bartles said she and her team have been working to arrange COVID-19 clinics throughout the Pine Plains community. Last month, Bartles reported they administered close to 2,800 doses of COVID-19 vaccine, with a couple of thousand more doses administered in the fall. Almost a year later, Bartles' vaccination team is comprised of 15 people, some who were there when the team originally formed last winter. Those interested in volunteering should contact Bartles at 518-398-7568 or the Pine Plains Pharmacy at 518-398-5588. The next vaccine clinic is scheduled for Tuesday, February 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. in the Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School cafeteria and will offer the Moderna and Pfizer versions of the COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot to children and adults. More information at the Pine Plains Pharmacy once again, 518-398-5588. Out of Great Barrington, Construct is offering affordable housing lottery. Construct Inc., a nonprofit provider of affordable housing, is accepting applications for a three-bedroom, two-bath house on 2.9 acres in Beckett for $250,000. Construct is administering the lottery, which is limited to first-time homebuyers at 80% or less of area median income. Applications are due by April 1st. The lottery will be held on April 5th. Project developer is Construct with support from the Community Preservation Committee of Beckett and Small Town Housing Initiative Grant. Applicants must be pre-approved for a mortgage before submitting their application. Information sessions will be held at 1 p.m. on January 31st and 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 2nd via Zoom. You can visit the Beckett Lottery page on Construct's website at construct.org for more information. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a great tapas menu, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and also on Instagram and at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,160.78, the NASDAQ at 13,352.78, and the S&P 500 at 4326.51. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.